Bye. Hi there, this is Tracy. I would like to talk to you today about revenge. I think when we go through the angry state, we plot in our mind revenge. We plot and we think and we want revenge. The anger is probably something that you have never experienced before. Being betrayed by someone, having a relationship not work out in the first place is painful, right? There's no question that it hurts. And so I think in the beginning, we have lots of revenge dreams. I certainly did. Oh my God. And now I'm faced with something, and I'd like your opinion on it, because I'm kind of on the other end of the recovery spectrum here, and I know I still have a lot more to do. And I've been working hard at understanding the patterns of my life and why I was attracted and allowed that kind of shitty behavior. Why I allowed someone to control me in the name of love. I mean, there's so much that we're gonna learn, right? But, so revenge. Have you taken revenge on your narcissist? Did it work? Did it feel good that you did that? I can imagine it would. I would imagine that, like, just the thought of it is enough to say, boom. But the reality is, revenge doesn't really ever help us. It only brings us down to their level. But what if you had an opportunity? What if you found out something about your narcissist that could land them in jail, for example? Would you tell people? Would you stoop so low as to rat them out? That's where I am right now. Got some really good juice that I just found when I was cleaning out some files yesterday. And that revenge thing popped back into my head. It hasn't been there in a long time. And the revenge thing popped back into my head, and I'm struggling with the push me, pull you of, should I take action? Should I do what is right? Is it revenge if you're doing what is right? I mean, it is revenge, I guess, because you're doing it because they did something to you, right? That's kind of the mentality behind it. But for me, it's about breaking the law. It's about doing things that should not be allowed. And not be allowed because they hurt me, but lawful things that someone did to, say, extort money out of someone, or do some really bad things to someone. If you knew this information, would you use it against them? And are we sinking down as low as they are because of it? I'm torn. I've got this information, and nothing, I think, right now would make me happier than to reveal this information and just have them have a little bit of pain, just a little bit of heartache, maybe have some legal bills or have to deal with some shit themselves. That would make me happy. And is that bad for me? Is it bad that I think this way? I know that we all did, and I know in the beginning I freaking dreamt of burning their houses down, right? Not really, but, you know, these things go through your mind. A little voice on your shoulder is like, hey, revenge, revenge, revenge. But I'm faced with this. So I want to hear what you would say, because we're all recovering together here. Just because I have a YouTube channel and decided to talk about my experiences doesn't mean that I'm not where you are or where you were. And so I'm looking for guidance from you right now. Would you take revenge if they had done something illegal and you have the evidence to prove it? To me, doesn't feel like revenge, but then it does, and then it doesn't. So anyway, I welcome your comments. And as always, please subscribe to my channel. And let's have a discussion about this, because revenge is so big. We all want it. In fact, one of my biggest videos is on revenge. Everyone wants revenge, revenge, revenge. I'm torn. So help me out here. What would you do if you had incriminating evidence against your narcissist that might put them in jail? Does that make me them? I know I'm not a narcissist, but does it make me as low as they are? Thanks. This is Tracy.